I think there's probably a big enough file now on Al Mora to go, someone who deserves to be on your roster, someone who's definitely a defensive replacement for you late in games, but that's about the ceiling on where you can go with him as a player.
Well, we were talking off the air yesterday. When did we learn, and why is Al Mora not faster?
He's never been all that fast.
You know, yeah. There's a famous tag up in game seven. Mm-hmm. And I thought as a center fielder known for defense, it's rare to have a center fielder known for his defense who's kind of slow.
I wouldn't say slow, but you would expect him to maybe be more of a burner. And just talking to Al Mora, he's a scouting report guy.
Oh yeah,
and he's where he needs to be.
He's a jump guy, efficiency.
So he looks faster in the outfield than he does when he's on the bases because he seems to know where the ball is going. But see, every one of these guys that you bring up, we can talk about, and they haven't reached what a lot of people thought that they were going to be.
Not to mention Ian Happ, who's still toiling at AAA, yep, and not moving forward.
And he's not the, right now, he's not the guy that if you were calling someone up, you would call up if you're the Cubs. It's just everything just seems a little bit out of kilter with them. And until they get it back, it's luckily for them, the rest of the division is kind of in the same boat.
It is.
And what does that mean? Does that mean that there is a path for you to win a division? And as long as there is, in my opinion, you can't be a full-on selling team.
Well, the Kimbrel move changed everything. You didn't do that to sell.
I agree, but you also have two other years with him. I think that you could argue if you were to sell, if things keep going sideways until the middle of July, the argument is, well, we still have Craig Kimbrel for two more seasons.
That's part of the Theo thing, saying the window isn't closed. This is just the year where we have an opportunity and a responsibility to recoup some assets here when we know it's not going well.
So you're saying that even if you had a healthy Hamels and Ben Zobrist was actually playing, you wouldn't even advocate for their dealing, their getting dealt. You know, even the Cubs could look at you and go, yeah, sure, we're going to deal Hamels. We'll get something back for him. Alzolay is ready for a rotation spot next year. Zobrist is in his last year of his deal. We have David Bodie. We still expect some, you know, blah, 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 Russell and Robel Garcia and stuff like that.
Aren't you counting on Hamels to be at the top of your rotation next
year? I mean, I think so. I think that's the plan.
Right? I mean, I know you're counting. That makes you a team that's counting on old pitching, but kind of been the EMO. That's what they thought they were. They were hoping that Kyle Hendricks would turn into what he's turned into.
Absolutely.
And he's turned into that. They were hoping that Quintana would probably be a little bit better.
That's true.
Than what he is.
That's true.
But even at what he is, he fits in as a four in your rotation or three in your whatever you want to call it. And they buy pitching or they trade for pitching. They haven't really developed starting pitching as kind of their rule.
Now, when they signed John Lester, they expected his decline. They hoped that he wouldn't be, you know, they hoped that he could stave it off like he has, to be quite honest, but they didn't expect to be banking on other 35-year-old pitchers while he's, you know, kind of tailing off in the last few years. They hoped to have 25-year-old pitchers who are coming up.
And they don't.
Well, he is coming up. He's just on the White Sox today.
Don't do that. Don't turn that. Don't have that as the lead into my show.
See, stay, baby.
That I'm going to have to deal with all the people that are going to be mad about the deal yet again. And then it's going to be all of this hand-wringing about Quintana. I'm not here for it.
Cease is 23, by the way.
Cease is 23, and we're going to spend a lot of time talking about him today's show. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your contribution. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WBMX HD 2 Chicago, and the top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Your Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves will open the season on Saturday, October 5th. For group and season tickets, visit chicagowolves.com. This hour is also being brought to you by Arlington International Race Course. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
I'm not sure what the answers are. When I look at this, we're all trying to figure out, well, what's the right way for the Cubs to get on track or on, back on track, depending on how you felt about the Cubs season so far. And is it roster construction? Is it Joe? Is it the lineup? Is it the players themselves? You're kind of stuck looking for answers because you feel like the personnel is better than what the record indicates they are. What are you laughing about? What are you laughing about, Tony?
Oh, nothing. Rick Kent made a Chris Pratt joke.
What kind of Chris Pratt joke? Is it one that we can air and not get fired for?
Yeah, he's on the one TV here is always on CBS, and the guy on it looked like Chris Pratt, and he looked like he was really hungover, so I asked if he was hungover.
It's good to see you both are paying attention to the show.
Baseball.
Make me a bicycle clown!
Tony didn't realize that I can't see him in the way that our station is configured. So sometimes stuff that he may say in my ear in this studio, I would have known versus before where it sounds like he's saying it on the air. Welcome in. Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock today. We have a lot to discuss. We are going to talk about the White Sox as they get ready to welcome in Dylan Cease. So you have another prospect who's going to come up. We're going to take a look at that. We're going to go to the ballpark and talk with Bruce Levine. Cease wearing shirt number 84. All right. The White Sox have a bunch of dudes with weird numbers. And that's okay. And be an individual and sell a lot of jerseys. And you don't have to really share it with anyone else. I think that that is a good thing.
If I was out in this heat, I'd be on my 84th shirt too.
I mean, it was brutal yesterday afternoon, and then the rain came, and then the rain was brutal, and now the humidity is brutal. We shouldn't complain, though, right? Weren't we complaining a week ago that it was 65 degrees?
No, other people were. I loved it.
Oh, you were enjoying the Seattle weather that
between
we were getting.
If it was between 55 and 75 every day, I would be ecstatic.
I'm right there with you because I feel like my wardrobe plays better. Like, I don't have a great summer wardrobe. And then again, who does?
I don't have a great summer body. That hurts matters.
That is an issue, too, that you don't always have the great summer body. But, you know, I'm okay with a little bit of it. I also think that we could use a little bit of heat and steam, and we are getting that heat and steam now until, I guess, Friday when it's going to be 70 again. So Rick Camp will be ready to strut his stuff out there on the streets
Rick
of Chicago.
Rick Camp.
You're damn right, Lawrence. That's Rick Dam Camp. He'll be strutting his stuff on his way to the Chipotle. Wait, I'm sorry, the Qdoba.
Rest in peace.
Did Qdoba die?
The one over here.
The one right here on
No, the one on Randolph?
Yeah.
That is what's going in the spot?
I don't know.
Let's look to the future.
What would you want there?
Well, I mean, there's a Popeyes around the corner, quiet as it's kept. So we wouldn't necessarily need that. That might be the move after the show. Don't worry, I'll get to the rundown momentarily.
Culver's? There's no Culver's
around
here.
Dude, if a Culver's went in there, man, we'd be eating good in the neighborhood. I know that's Applebee's thing, but it doesn't matter to me. It can be Culver's because it would be in the neighborhood. All right, enough of this foolishness. Now on to this other foolishness. We start the show as we start all things with the rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
Here is your rundown for Wednesday, July 3rd. Going to be a lot of celebrating. They had already told y'all. I was driving in today on Lakeshore Drive. You're not going to do that nonsense where you look at the fireworks show on the shoulder. And I'm here for it. Mayor Lightfoot, keep it up. And also, while we're at it, Mayor Lightfoot, could you please get rid of the turn signal at Chicago on Lakeshore Drive? It doesn't help anyone but the elites. The rest of us need to get places, and that thing slows down traffic. Holmes 2023! Don't laugh. It might happen. Let's start with soccer. Let's start with the women's national team after hearing crap for the last few days. Chicago Red Stars' own Kristen Press out there getting it done early.
Nice dummy. Kelly O'Hara will reach this. And it's in. Press with a header. It's a brilliant cross. And Kristen Press heads the United States in front.
So that got things started. And then the U.S. got another goal.
Press. Horan. Lovely ball. Morgan. Fabulous goal. Alex Morgan on her 30th birthday.
So the U.S. team was up. England fought back in this game, and they were close to tying it up. They got a questionable penalty call that led to a penalty kick. But USA! USA! USA!
Horton. Saved! Saved by Alyssa Nair!
That's right. That save was huge. And then they were able to milk the clock a little bit, even with 7 minutes of stoppage time. Alex Morgan is out here sipping the tea. For everyone who wanted to hate on our women, here's what Alex Morgan said about the tea sipping.
In terms of the celebration, I wanted to keep it interesting. I know Megan Rapinoe has the best celebration, so I had to try to step up this game. And I feel like this team just has had so much thrown at them and us, and I feel like we didn't take the easy route to the final this game and or this tournament, and that's the tea.
That is the tea. She sipped the tea and she spilled the tea. Look, I have some very strong feelings about this, and congratulations to the women's national team who will play in the World Cup final on Sunday. I did a whole podcast on it. LoHo Daily is about that, and I am wrapped in a flag. I'm just telling you now that if you subscribe to the podcast, it's on the radio.com app. You can check it out. If you're a soccer head, I ranted for about 17 minutes about my feelings about this U.S. women's team and the disrespect and the clutching of pearls that has been going on around the world because this team is so damn good and dominant. Good luck to them on Sunday. On to the Cubs, who have not been good nor dominant. Over the last 6-7 weeks, they struggled again. And Joe Maddon in the pregame talked about what he talks with his team about in the midway point.
When you want to tell people what you're seeing or what you think is wrong, you have to come up with some solutions too. I mean, it's easy to say, everybody, hey, you guys are doing this wrong. Let's go. You got to absolutely give them some direction. So I talked to him about what I thought we needed to get better at. But then I also offered some solutions. That's the way I can describe it. It wasn't a statistical meeting. I wasn't there talking numbers and cutoffs and relays and more batting practice. I wasn't talking about that at all. I was talking about some concepts that I think are important that we may have gotten away from that I want to get us back into and really rally around the group, really rally around the team in general.
So Kyle Hendricks was back on the mound, and even Joe on my show yesterday said he was surprised that Hendricks was back as quickly as he was. Things didn't go great.
Here's a drive into right center, deep on the run. Hayward, it's over his head. It's off the wall. It's going to be a double for Starling Marte. Coming in to score is Adam Frazier. Pirates lead 2-0.
And here's the thing. There's a torrential downpour that happened. There's a rain delay. The rain delay's over, and apparently no one can get out Adam Frazier.
A drive toward right, down the line, deep, trouble. That ball is going to be a three-run homer for Adam Frazier. Unbelievable. It looked like a curveball, and it hung. And Frazier didn't miss it, lofting one right down the line and right. A three-run homer, and that opens up a 5-0 Pirate lead.
Frazier, like, 9-for-10 in the last two games, and I believe 100 RBIs for him in the game. The Cubs could not battle back, and they ended up dropping this one 5-1.
Hayward drives one in the air to deep center. Back goes Marte with room, and he'll make the catch. And the ball game is over. Hayward drove it to deep center, just shy of the warning track. Marte hauls it in. Pirates have made it 2 in a row. The fireworks explode. The final score, Pittsburgh 5, Cubs 1.
So in the last six series, the Cubs are 0-3-3. And with the loss, that means that they'll at best be 0-3-4. And hopefully not 0-4-3. We will spend a lot of time talking about the Cubs. I promise you, in the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to have a long discussion about them. But since the White Sox are getting ready to play, we're going to spend some time talking about them. And that was your rundown for Wednesday, July 3rd. The reason that we're going to talk about them is that another prospect is being called up. Dylan Cease is going to be on the mound for the White Sox today. We're going to go out to the ballpark in a little bit and talk with Bruce Levine about it. But before we do that, why don't we go inside the clubhouse for a second, speaking of Bruce Levine, and hear from Lucas Giolito, who had this to say about Dylan Cease.
9,900 mile an hour, super, super easy, power curveball with a ton of break. Yeah, I mean, the stuff is out of this world. It's just a matter of, you know, being consistent, getting it over the plate. You know, he has ability to do all those things. It's just, you know, a matter of him coming out and competing the best of his ability, which I know he'll do.
Giolito feels like that he and Cease are kind of kindred spirits in the way that they go about their job of pitching. So it'll be interesting to get a bird's eye view from Bruce, who covers that team every day, on what he thinks and what we should be looking at. I also have some breakdown on Dylan Cease. If you're like, well, okay, I don't know a ton about him, I've got some breakdown that was done and by Emily Waldron, who did a great job of talking about what's in his arsenal. So I will share that. There's Bulls news, by the way, and I want to keep you updated on that. Wendell Carter Jr. has a core muscle injury. So he had surgery. He missed 38 games last year with a thumb. He's got the core muscle injury. It should keep him out, and he should be back at training camp when it starts in September. So a lot of redundancy being built into the Bulls roster with free agency and trades. So it doesn't feel as bad, but you're trying to get the best and see where you are with Carter, and this is just another, hopefully, minor setback, but a setback none the least. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going out to 35th and Shields. We're going to talk with Bruce Levine about the White Sox starter for game one of the doubleheader. Dylan Cease has been called up. He's starting for the South Side Nine. You'll get an evaluation of him and what to expect coming up next here on The Score.
Monday, July 15th, join The Score's Lawrence Holmes as he hosts Cubs special guests at the Budweiser Brick House Tavern in Wrigley for the second luncheon of the 2019 Cubs on Deck Series. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at 670thescore.com/ondeck. Presented by TimberTech and Xfinity.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. You have to love the NCAA. After a lengthy investigation into charges made against former Connecticut coach Kevin Ollie, it came down with the following verdict. Ollie, guilty on all charges, sentenced to a three-year show cause, which in essence means he can't coach college ball for 3 years. Connecticut, which employed Ollie, which glorified and loved him when he won a national championship in 2014, also guilty. One lost scholarship, one lost official visit next season. Several games vacated in Ollie's last two seasons. Oh, and gasp, a $5,000 fine. UConn president Susan Herbst all but chortled while claiming the NCAA ruling validates UConn's firing of Ollie. Tells you all you need to know. UConn and Ollie are fighting over $10 million in salary Ollie was owed when fired. UConn will use this against him. Ollie was fired for one reason, back-to-back losing seasons. Period. I'm John Feinstein.
Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. A rainy, stormy start to summer here, and every other person I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. Some service companies just show up and they tear out the damage. You got to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration does it all. They take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. And I know this from personal experience. Aloha is with you from start to finish. They restore the water damage and make your home as good as new. Aloha's the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10e included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after 16.25 a month. Credit applied within two bills are canceled early. Your main balance due unlimited basic after 6:30. 20. Pay $32 per month per line with auto pay. DTP prioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
What's the difference between good and great? Good tells you why they're better. Great proves it every day. At Great Clips, greatness isn't just in our name, it's in everything we do. From our highly skilled stylists to saving your haircut details and clip notes to saving you time with online check-in. Getting your haircut at Great Clips means never having to settle for good enough again. And with over 4,000 salons across the U.S. and Canada, it's easy to find a Great Clips location near you. Download our online check-in app today.